Number 8. An anonymous anecdote. What's that you say? You don't believe in anarchy and wish that there were fewer anarchists in this world? Politicians and celebrities alike should be anathemas in today's society of anomalous freethinkers? People with anorexia, anemia, and other anatomical issues are healthier than people who don't use their minds? Do you feel like those around you have been given an anesthetic? Are you upset with how common annexation of land and property is? Like anemics, do you feel like your peers are missing a vital ingredient necessary to live healthy lives? Even though you might be disgusted with the world today, you would never anathematize your ancestors for the anguish and angst that have burdened you. Like a ship moored by an anchor, you, too, feel like you are being pulled to the bottom of the ocean, never to become anhydrous or free. If you have animosity between you and your fellow citizens, put your animus into words by writing an anecdote or two. You can analyze the situation without having to worry about people animadverting your every comment, as animadversion isn't really ancillary. Though you may annoy people with some of your antagonism, you can antagonize others all you like if you keep your identity anonymous. Anonymity is the key to keeping your thoughts honest, fresh, and animated. Antagonistic people may try to annex your ideas, but they will never be able to annihilate them. If you feel that your ideas are not animate enough, you could work with an animation artist who could put your ideas on the big screen. Yes, you might have to annotate your stories or pay an annuity to a production expert to work for you, but the benefits are endless. Your ideas could be viewed by your target group, the couch potatoes of this world who quit paying attention to the issues a long time ago. Do you wonder how the explorers felt when they announced that the Earth was round, annulling the belief of your ancestry that it was angular? They, too, may have felt that their ideas were anomalies. They probably never would have thought that they would be recorded in historical annals to be read by people like you. Like blacksmiths, annealing liquid into metal, you also need to harden yourself. Write your ideas out honestly, for they are yours. As it's been said before, truth will set you free. Writing, for many people, is an anodyne, anointing your body to mask your frustrations in this world.